Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
But first today, though, are we erasing religion from Easter? Because we're chatting about this. I spotted a number of shops in the UK have been accused of removing Easter by selling these so-called Jester eggs. You might ask, what's a Jester egg? It's basically an Easter egg, except there's no mention of the word Easter. It's now called a Jester egg instead. And there's been, you know, some criticism. I suppose it's sparked some anger in the UK among Christians who argue that without the message of Easter, should there be no reason for Easter eggs at all? And I'm just interested in people's thoughts on this today. Are we sort of fastly removing religion from the actual religious celebrations? It's a little bit like the now annual December debate that we have, where the Christmas festival gets slagged off and criticised because it's often now called the Winter Festival, as we've heard in Dublin, and not a lot of people not happy about that. I want to hear your thoughts, though, on the Easter / gesture celebrations that we're maybe now talking more and more about. Miriam is with us today in Wexford. Miriam, do you think we're removing religion from Easter?
Hi, Andrea. Good afternoon. It would appear so. It's quite worrying, actually, as to why we feel the need to do this. These are very old historic festivals. They're based on the Christian ethos. They've been around for millennia. I don't know why we need to change them. And my question would be as to why we do. Why are we doing it?
Why do you think we are?
Well, look, the quick answer is that we want to become all accepting, all inviting. We want to be non-discriminatory in so many ways. But we're actually losing, I feel, what we are, what we always have been. Now, I know you're talking about these eggs being sold in the UK and them being called, what are they called?
Gesture eggs. Yeah, just a gesture of goodwill,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, they're Easter eggs. Now, I do accept, and I was talking to a researcher there on this, I do accept that all of these Christian holidays have become commercialised somewhat. Mm. And we've learned to accept that. You know, we buy gifts at Christmas. We give eggs to people at Easter. So, but the commercialization has kind of lived alongside the religious side of it, I feel, quite well. Okay, it can take over at times. Mm. But to be trying to eliminate the word Easter because it has a religious connotation, or trying to eliminate the word Christmas, is quite worrying, and I feel, because I do wonder what the bigger picture is. Why do we feel the need to do that?
Well, I suppose we're an ever-changing society. Why not make it more welcoming and inviting and inclusive for everybody? I presume that's the argument.
I agree. We should be welcoming and inviting. But I also think that in trying to be all things to all people, we become nothing at all. And I think that in our last census in 2022, I believe, excuse me, we had a Catholic population, not even Christian, but Catholic population of nearly 70%. That's who we are. That's who we are as a country. Our founding fathers, you know.
Yeah, I know when the census is a kind of a funny one, because there'll always be people who'll say, I think it's, isn't it the way often the question is asked, you know, are you a Catholic is one question. Are you a practicing Catholic is probably a different one.
Absolutely. But I think if we are brought into the church and brought in by our parents into the church, and believe me, I'm not raising the Catholic card here, because I wouldn't be a totally practicing, very, very good practicing one myself. I'm just saying that we are born Catholic of Catholic parents and probably baptized as Catholics,
yeah,
therefore are Catholics. Whether we practice thereafter is, I suppose, our own business. But it's the idea that we try to become so much and too much and lose, you know, at our very core, what we are.
Do you agree with that? I'm just going to bring Stuart in there as well. Stay with us though, Miriam, because I'm interested in just talking to people in general about this today. Look, you're going to see more and more of this over the next couple of weeks. I know loads of people have children who are making their Holy Communion, making their confirmation. Probably the last time, you know, some of them stood in a church was maybe for their own wedding day or for the child's baptism, and now they're back for the Holy Communion. So you're going to see and hear a lot more about this in the coming weeks. But Stuart, do you have an issue with the removal of religion, really, from Easter?
Hello. Yes. That's a tough question because it's just a few people making a gesture egg and everyone's jumping up and down saying religion is being removed. And that's a real big jump.
Well, park the egg for a moment. But, yeah. You know, you're going to see people over the next week, like over this weekend, I should say, who will return to Mass or go back to Mass because it's Easter. And you'll have other people who won't go near it, but they'll be there for the, you know, the other, like Holy Communion or Confirmation or whatever else goes.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. And your previous caller had some very good points. If people want to buy gesture eggs or Easter eggs or whatever, that's their problem. And if you're worried about, you know, religion being removed or people going back to Mass, as your previous caller said, that's their business. You know, I don't personally see a problem with people introducing gesture eggs because people then have a choice whether they want to buy Easter eggs or gesture eggs. People won't even know the difference. And if the people who are very much pro keeping the word Easter and all of that, then I think, you know, that Christianity has to realize that Easter is an evolution of a pagan tradition brought back from an ancient pagan god called Oster. So these things evolve and we're just evolving, and it's evolving into a very neutral space. And as long as anyone is telling you, as long as no one is saying you can't practice Easter, then there's no problem whatsoever. You did bring in an example there about Christmas, calling it the winter festival and all of that. And that kind of brought connotations of people getting upset about the nativity plays or, you know, cribs and all that sort of stuff popping up and around and people taking exception to that. That, I think, is wrong. But I don't think this is taking religion out of Easter. And if you're just changing the name of something like that. And your previous caller said, if you're baptized into, if you're christened into Catholicism or any Christian religion, and what you do after that is your own business. I'm quoting your previous caller. And if they want to go off and buy a gesture egg, that's their own business.
Yeah. That's a pretty reasonable way, Miriam, though, to look at it, no?
Yes, it is. Hi, Stuart. I think it's a reasonable way insofar as we have both options. What happens when the gesture egg is all there is available and the Easter egg has been wiped out? You see, things evolve, as you said, and when they start to evolve, where is what, you know, the basic tenet of who we are, what we were? Does that get wiped out in the process?
Mildred is with us. Let me bring in Mildred for a moment in Roscommon. Do you think we're sort of really removing religious now from the religious celebrations, Mildred?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the death of Jesus on a cross and him rising from the dead on Easter Sunday morning, an egg wouldn't make much of a difference. It's our religion and we should not lose it. And if we want, it's the new life. This is a new life, and that's your significance of your egg and the new life. And Jesus has, it's all about our religion, our Catholic religion, and we should hold on to that's what we have. And let me tell you, without our religion, we have nothing. We're not going anywhere. You watch people when they get sick or they get bad news. The first thing they go to is down to the church and pray to the Lord and ask for help. Let's leave our lovely, beautiful religion alone. And if other people don't want it, that's fine. But we as Irish people and English, now I must say, I was in England, in London for St. Patrick's Day, over with the marching band for St. Patrick's Day. I saw nothing of that, but then I wouldn't be in shops. Like, but let them get on with it. But let us hold on to our beautiful religion.
Okay. What about
let
you?
Us hold on to
what about you, Barry? Do you think, I suppose, really, religion is, it's maybe just not as prominent now at Easter, is it?
Well, I don't know. What is Easter? Easter eggs. Overpackaged, overpriced chocolate.
A commercial holiday.
Yeah, but, you know, Easter, I mean, apropos what the lady who was just talking said, that for many thousands of years before Christianity reared its head here, Ireland was a pagan country in the true sense of the word, you know? I mean, I would describe myself as a non-religious pagan. I have no problem with what people believe. I have no problem with their imaginary friends. I do, however, have a problem when authoritative religion tries to foist it off on us. And we've had authoritative religion in Ireland. And to be quite honest, regardless of what some people think, it's not been a happy relationship, you know? I mean, we are living in a recovering theocracy. And I don't say religion always the problem, never part of any solution. And that would be the pagan and the New Age religions as well. We don't, I can't see how we need religion. I think what we need is to be able to express ourselves spiritually without the need to accept the authority of some made-up religion, you know?
Made-up religion, right. Father Paddy Byrne has rang in. Father Paddy Byrne's been listening to the chat today and got in touch with us. Like, does it bother you, Father, or do you think we are losing the real meaning of Easter?
Good afternoon, Andrea, and to your people speaking there, and particularly to your listeners. It's Wednesday of Holy Week. I think, by and large, for the vast majority of people in Ireland, we live in a better country. Culturally, people have choice, and noticeably, there are empty pews that once were filled. But those who do make choice and embrace the Christian story in a more formal, ritualistic sense, and there's lots of occasions, including tomorrow, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, traditionally people come and acknowledge the death of Christ, Holy Saturday, and even Easter Sunday morning, a good proportion of the population at some level will engage. But I'm just taken because I'm en route here to visit some family and I have Easter eggs in the back of the car. I call them Easter eggs. But the bottom line is, Andrea, on the 29th of December, I took a photo on my phone of an aisle full of Easter eggs. The 29th of December.
Yeah.
And like, you know, in our instant culture, you know, there is something, and I think I feel passionate about it, there is something about new life. There is something about the Easter message that particularly resonates with people who are often tired, under pressure, bereft, that somehow in a moment of history, God became one of us. We know that at Christmas, but that the Christian believes that darkness has been conquered, that hope is greater than despair, that light offers comfort and consolation. So I think at a personal level for me, it is a time for rejuvenation. It's a time, I think, for all of us, and particularly the people of Ireland, to be in solidarity with the Palestinian people and the people of the Holy Land this Easter, where the story began, and the cruel hardship and suffering in our prayers we extend to those people particularly.
Okay. Does it bother you at all, Father, when you see maybe people who maybe are just, you know, going home for the Easter bank holiday weekend and return or show up for Easter Sunday Mass?
Oh God, no, I think it's a lovely thing. And I think the day of us, particularly clergy, there has been a monumental shift in attitude since the beginning of the pontificate of Pope Francis. The door is open. I'm not a police officer calling people to account how many times you come in. I think the message of Easter that we celebrate tomorrow evening is the great invitation to gather in love and friendship, that Jesus loves us as we are, that the Lord washed men and women's feet as a demonstration of empathy and kindness and compassion. And whenever people gather, particularly in Abbey Leak, to give a little plug, we're having a dawn mass at 6 o'clock in the morning in Ballyroan on Easter Sunday morning.
And all welcome.
Will be welcome. That love and welcome is there for everybody.
Yeah, I see a text from Michael who says, would everybody just give over? Christians can celebrate however they please. Non-Christians like me can also enjoy a secular break from work and a state holiday, says Michael. Chris in Wexford says, I think religion in general is being removed, not only at Easter though, but it's definitely not as prominent at this time of the year. Chris, you're with us. Like, you think just it's a sort of an annual nationwide thing now. Religion just isn't the same, doesn't have the same prominence.
No, definitely not. And especially among young people myself. And honestly, from my own experience, I see a difference in young people who grew up with religion and without religion. Now, I was a lapsed Catholic and I came back last year, but I found like a lot of people had a lot more purpose when they were engaging in it. And then, you know, we get older, we go through teenagehood, we rebel, and then, I don't know, we kind of go off the rails a bit. But like, in like, I have cousins, and like the whole point of Easter and Cain and confirmation is let's get a bit of money and have some fun. Like, there's no religious tenet to it whatsoever.
Yeah. So you, but like, you, it's a sort of a, you're somebody who is reconnected, I suppose, with religion in more recent years, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I only reconnected in a bit last year, but like, I do see it from the other side as well, why people aren't interested. But then again, there's a lot of people who are kind of like lapsed Catholics or Christians or whatever, but like they will come to like mass for like the big events like a couple of times a year, which is still nice.
But that's the thing, like, is there anything wrong with being a bouncy castle Catholic, the people that are only there for the holy communions and confirmations? Like, I really only go, you know, I'm probably like the definition of the a la carte Catholic. Like, I'm there for funerals and weddings, and I would go for my dad's anniversary mass because he was quite religious. So, but no, beyond I don't know if there's anything wrong with that either.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all, because it's actually nice sometimes, because like, depending on the day, you might not have too many people, but then like for that, an anniversary mass or Easter, like you'll have a lot of young people going with their parents as well, which I think is nice to see, you know.
What about you, Kate? What's your opinion on this?
Oh, this is the gesture egg, is it?
It, well, that and in general, religion at Easter. Is it still prominent?
Maybe in the countryside, yes, there would be a lot of people coming back home around Easter and stuff like that. Now, I usually would say I wouldn't be the most religious person under the sun. I would say go to Mass maybe four times a year.
And there's nothing wrong with that, though.
No, this would be parents' anniversaries, friends, things like that. But I don't know. I think the Catholic religion is being eroded by other religions taking over. If that makes any sense.
Taking over.
Yeah, that we seem to be kowtowing to other religions more so than sticking to our own beliefs. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. Listener here has got in touch on WhatsApp to say if the gesture egg is cheaper, I think I'll go with that one. I think the point is about the egg, not the word Easter, says this listener. Another texter on a separate note, have you noticed that no product of Cadbury's contains the word chocolate anymore? I'm wondering why. I didn't notice that, actually. 087 1400 106. And Dan has got in touch to say, look at the Lindt bunnies. They're sold all year round. There's no complaints. They're absolutely fabulous. Such good chocolate, according to Dan. Keep them coming into us. Do you think we are raising religion out of Easter? It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Thanks to all of the listeners, though, for getting in touch about that.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.